Come on, let's go. This is the second time this month you've had an accident at school. So is there something you'd like to tell me? Really? Because it's conveniently happening whenever you have a test going on. Your teacher told me. So again, I'm going to ask you, are you actually having accidents or is this just a way of getting out of a test? Well, you know what? Mommy's getting fed up with this. I cannot keep leaving work early to come and get you every time you have an accident. No. Close that door. You're not going home. I'm going to change you right here, and then you're marching your butt back to school and taking that test. This is for you. I'm not joking. I'm being serious. If you're going to act like a baby, then I'm going to treat you like one. These accidents started coming out of nowhere, and I really cannot be wasting time driving you home every single time you wet your pants. Come here, I want you to lay down on this towel. No isn't an option. Listen to me. You have 5 minutes until that bell rings and your friends are coming out for lunch. Do you want to be laid in the backseat getting your diaper changed when they come out? Well, then we better hurry up and get this over with. Come here. Oh, you are really soaked. Get on this towel. There we go. Take your pants off. Don't forget your underwear, too. In fact, I don't think you'll be wearing underwear for a very long time. Put them down right over there. Yep, you heard me. You're going back into diapers full time. I have had it. I think this is what you wanted, and honestly, I don't care anymore. I can't deal with this all the time. You think being a baby is going to be so fun, but you are wrong. I'm going to show you. It's not all fun and games. Hey, I'm getting this done as fast as I can right now. If you didn't wet your pants on purpose, you wouldn't be stuck in this embarrassing position in the first place. Now lift your little bottom up and go down. I know. Look, don't rush me, okay? I'm here to help you, and I can make this a whole lot worse if you keep complaining about it. Now let's get you cleaned up and let's put this diaper on. You know, I bought these diapers a few months ago because even back then I was getting tired of these accidents, but I was hoping that I wouldn't have to put you back into them. These ones are extra thick and extra bulky, so they're gonna last you all day. Let's get you all wiped up here. Gotta get the baby all wiped up here. You know what? We cannot forget the baby lotion, too. Yeah, I picked out the most baby-smelling one I could find. You are gonna smell like a baby, aren't you? Again, if you don't want to be treated like a baby, then you better not act like one. And look at me. When you get home, I want this diaper to be dry. If it's not, then mommy's going to be getting rid of all your underwear, and it's going to be only diapers from here on out. What's going to happen if you stay dry? Okay, well, if you come home dry, then we can try a day at school in pull-ups, okay? And if those stay dry for a whole month, then maybe you can get your underwear back. Otherwise, I'm going to be keeping you in diapers forever. There we go. Let's get these little leak guards out. This is so embarrassing for you. Okay, well, you better stand up. I brought you a dry pair of pants, too. They're a little bit tight, but that's all you had clean and ready to go. What's that? You want me to hurry? I know, that bell's about to ring any second, isn't it? I mean, everyone at school has to know you have this little problem by now. I'm sure none of them would be shocked to see that your mommy put you back into diapers at this point. Sit down. It is big and bulky, and that's because it's extra absorbent. I didn't want you to leak at all. Your poor teachers have had to clean up after your accidents for far too long. In fact, this was the school's final warning. They said you couldn't continue here with all these accidents, so I'm sorry, but this is the only option. Give me your foot. Step into the side now. Such a good little baby. Stand up. Feels weird? Well, good. Maybe you'll finally learn your lesson and use the bathroom when you're at school. Do not rush me. I'm going to go slower. I know everyone's about to come out, but you should have thought about that first time when you decided to wet your pants. That's baby behavior, and this is your punishment. Do not pull them up yourself. Let mommy do it. There we go. Oh my gosh, they are a tight squeeze. Yeah, that is a very bulky diaper right there. Now, why don't you go crinkle yourself back to school? Little one, look at me. I mean it. I hope you keep this dry, or else this is gonna be your life now. Oh, I bet you want me to close the trunk so your friends don't see your diapers. Maybe I should just leave it open. You better hurry and get back to school. Good luck on your test, sweetie.